Hi there. The word for today is on handling panic attacks. In Proverbs 3 verse 25 we read, "Do not be afraid of sudden fear." In the Bible, panic attacks are referred to as sudden fear. You can't breathe, your palms sweat, your chest gets tight and you feel weak. If you've ever experienced a panic attack, you recognize these symptoms. Did you know that doctors estimate that in our stress-filled world, about one-third of us experience at least one panic attack a year? And if you're one of them, here are three things that you can do to help yourself. First, breathe deeply. Panic makes you breathe in short, shallow bursts, whereas breathing deeply helps you to calm yourself and to relax. So when you start to feel overwhelmed, stop and breathe the name of Jesus. Go ahead, try it. It works. Second, talk to yourself. Say, "By God's grace, I can handle this." Because by His grace, you can. You can respond with more panic, but if you do, you'll just end up in double trouble. Allowing yourself to feel the panic without reacting to it may sound difficult at first, but it helps you to break that cycle and take control of your thinking. And third, do something calming. This may be the last thing you feel like doing because panic attacks make you instinctively think thoughts that feed your fear. So take a minute and whisper a prayer, or quote a scripture, or listen to inspirational music, or talk to a friend. And if your panic attacks continue, there's no shame in getting professional help. After all, it's God who gives doctors the skills and abilities to intervene. And here's a great scripture that you should write down and keep handy. Proverbs 3 verse 24, the New Living Translation. "You can go to bed without fear and sleep soundly. You need not be afraid of sudden disaster, for the Lord is your security." Isn't that great? That's the word for you today.